And as you
fix the vineyard, fix it, it becomes a
perfect church. And
Paul says that those made of wood and hay will be burned in the fire. But those made of gold and silver can withstand the fire.
所以这个教会啊, 会经过一番的考验,
and so the church will endure several tests.
啊, 最后会成为圣洁, 装饰整齐的心腹,
and so it will, after it has passed through the test, it will be a adorned bride.
啊, 荣耀的圣城,
and so it is a glorious
thing. 主耶稣来, 把他迎接回到天上去。
And so when Jesus comes again, he will bring it back to heaven.
啊, 这个教会啊, 是一体的。
And so the church is of one body.
神的教会虽然分散在各地方,
even though the church of God is spread out across
但是整个教会啊,
the world,
是一体的关系,
but the churches are one body.
啊, 因为主耶稣不是, 啊, 主耶稣不是分开的。
Because Jesus Christ is not divided.
我们在主里面啊, 是合一的。
But in Jesus Christ, we are one.
我们在96年的时候, 在夏威夷教会, 啊, 在那边开全国教会会议。
And in 1996, in Hawaii Church, we held the National Church Conference.
我们知道说夏威夷教会啊, 曾经啊, 受到一些错误道理的影响。
And so we know that Hawaii Church in the past has received some bad influences.
所以他们说啊, 要脱离美国总会,
and so
一段时间,
they separated from the USGA for a period of time.
不过我们都还是继续啊, 派着工人去牧养他们。
But we kept sending workers to shepherd over them.
他们在开NCC的时候, 也会派观察员, 而不是代表来。
And so they, during NCC, they would send auditors, but not delegates.
那在那一次开会的时候,
but during that conference,
夏威夷教会有一个女执事, 她看了一个异象。
Hawaii Church has a deaconess who saw a vision. 她看到七个灯台, she saw seven golden lampstands.
有六个啊, 合在一起啊, 非常的亮。
Six of them were grouped together, and together they shine very brightly.
离得太远了,
and the seventh lampstand was further away, and it was diminishing and growing darker. And after she saw this vision, she told the church council members of Hawaii.
后来他们说啊, 这个就是我们。
And they said that this is us.
因为我们离开了美国总会, 啊, 我们好像一个快要熄掉的灯光一样。
And we are also we are the ones that have departed from the USGA, and we are almost losing our lights.
所以他们就决定说要归回美国总会。
And so they made the decision to return back to the USGA.
所以我们在开会当中休会30分钟。
And so during our conference, we took a break for 30 minutes.
啊, 欢迎夏威夷教会回归到美国总会来。
And so we made the announcement that we welcome a Hawaii church back into
the USGA. 所以那个场面啊, 相当感动人。
And so it was very touching.
啊, 很多弟兄姊妹啊, 都哭了。
And many people cried.
You know, 好像一个迷失的一个 一群羊啊, 现在他们归回了。
It is as if a lost flock of sheep have returned back to the fold.
啊, 感谢主啊, 后来慢慢地造就他们。
And so so it was we started to edify.
啊, 2000年开始啊, 神就在那里动工。
And starting in the year 2000, God started to work there.
有一个姐妹看到天开了。
Sister saw a vision of heaven opening.
结果从那一次的灵修会开始啊, 就好多人得圣灵。
And starting from that spiritual cultivation seminar, many people received the Holy Spirit. 所以整个教会就复兴起来。 And the whole church revived.
所以我们知道说啊, 如果这个道理偏差了。
And so we know that if the truth has gone astray.
啊, 这个神不同在啊, 你再努力都没有用, 啊, 就得不到圣灵。
If you do not have the abidance of God, no matter how hard you work, you cannot receive the Holy Spirit.
140几个人啊, 得圣灵的人不到5-6个啊。
And out of 140 people, there were not many people who received the Holy Spirit, about
但是,
5 or 6.
感谢主, 当他们回归以后,
but after they returned,
啊, 圣灵就亲自在那边做工,
then the Holy Spirit started to work among
啊,
派来两个梯次啊,
每一次都有20几个人得圣灵。
And every time they had service, 20-something people would receive
啊,
the Holy Spirit.
后来神就带领他们啊, 把那个会堂啊, 啊, 搬到这个市区的地方来。
市区。 And so they moved the church back into the cities.
啊, 这个会堂盖好了, 第一次献堂礼的时候,
and so when the church was built and they had a dedication,
啊, 就有邻居啊, 9个人来受洗。
And they were neighbors, and nine people from the neighborhood came to be baptized.
啊，所以我们看到说，这个教会是整体的。
And so we see the church is one collective body.
啊，所以互相扶持啊，互相看顾啊，一起来走天国的道路。
And so they all watch over one another so that they would walk this heavenly journey.
那这个灯台当中啊，说有一位人主在当中行走。
And so among the seven golden lampstands, there was a son of man walking among
them. 因为耶稣说啊，这个教会是属他的。
Because Jesus says that the church belongs
to him. 他说我要把我的教会建立起来。
And he says, I will build up my church.
啊，能够胜过阴间死亡的权柄。
And it shall overcome death and Hades.
啊，所以进到神的教会，啊，能够啊得到释放，得自由。
And so if we enter into the church, we are able to receive liberty and freedom.
他说主在他的教会里面啊行走。
And so it says that Jesus walked among the seven golden
lampstands in the church. 因为主耶稣啊，他亲自治理神的家。
And so Jesus himself watches and cares for the church.
因为教会就是他的身体。
Because the church is his body.
那所以借着圣灵啊，在教会里面啊来带领啊，推动一切的圣工。
And so it is through the Holy Spirit that leads and guides the work of the church.
那这里有谈到主耶稣非常荣美的形象。
And so here talks about the glorious being of Jesus
Christ. 身穿白衣，啊，胸部带着金的带子。
And so he was clothed with a garment down to his feet and girded about the chest.
啊，洁白好像羊毛，又好像血一样。
And so his head and hair were white like wool.
那这都是象征啊，主耶稣的荣美啊，啊，他是尊贵。荣耀的万王之王。
And so all of this is talk about the glory of God and how noble and precious He is.
啊，他要在教会里面，在灯台中行走，在教会里面做王。
And so He will walk among the lampstands of churches, and He will be King of the church.
我们知道说啊，真教会是属神的教会。
And so we know that the true church is the church that belongs to God.
啊，主耶稣就在我们当中。
That Jesus Christ is among all of us.
啊，所以啊，我们主要亲近神啊，神的恩典、各样福气啊、能力作为就会彰显在我们当中。
That as long as we try our best to draw near to God, all His abundance and His grace and blessings will be among us.
虽然有时候我们遇到一些考验，灵性会软弱一点。
And even though we may encounter some tests which may weaken our faith.
甚至有的人迷失掉了。
And even some people may get lost.
有的人就会啊，想说到底神是不是还在我们教会当中
？And some people may wonder, is God still in His church?
啊，事实上啊，神就在我们当中。
But the reality is God is here with us.
啊，我们在上一次的灵恩会啊，有一个姐妹在这里见证。
And our last spiritual convocation, there was a sister here who gave a
testimony. 就是特别祷告。
And she said she made a special prayer.
啊，为着她的家人呐、啊，啊，为着啊。有一些迷失的弟兄姊妹，为他们祷告。
For her family members and for the brothers and sisters who are lost, and she prayed
for them. 主耶稣就安慰她。
And Jesus comforted her.
啊，让她圣灵很充满。
That she was filled by the Holy
Spirit. 心中很喜乐。
And she felt much joy in her heart.
然后在祷告当中就翻方言。
And then in her prayer, she spoke.
主耶稣说啊，我就是耶和华真神。
And Jesus says that I am the I am.
我就是主你们的神。
I am the Lord your God.
我就在这里。
I am here.
在真的是教会里面。
In true Jesus Church.
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
他连续四五次啊，这样的啊，欢方言啊啊，来坚定他的信心。
And so she repeated this four or five times, and it reaffirmed her faith.
所以让我们能够很确定啊，真的主耶稣就在我们这里。
And so it allows us to know that God is truly here.
我曾经见证过说啊，有一次在凤凰城教会。
I testified before once in Phoenix Church.
因为那个时候我负责南加州的教会。
Because at that time I was in charge of the southern.
所以一两个月就要到凤凰城一次。
Churches in Southern California.
有一个安息日的上午。
And so one Sabbath morning,
那我们聚会完的时候,
after we had service,
啊，大家很高兴就去吃饭了。
Everyone joyfully went to eat lunch.
结果那一天有一对啊，白人的夫妇来参加我们的聚会。
And there was a Caucasian couple that attended our service.
他是一个医生。
And one of them was a doctor.
是我们教会一个白人弟兄的家庭医师。
And so he was the primary care physician of one of our Caucasian brothers.
他们本来住在达拉斯啊，后来搬到凤凰城去。
Originally they lived in Dallas and they moved to Phoenix.
啊，那个医生啊，刚好去开会。
And the doctor just happened to go for a meeting.
啊，那是医生，而且也是啊，外教会他也是当一个牧啊牧者的身份。
And so not only was he a doctor, he was also a minister in his own church.
啊，所以我们的弟兄啊，就邀他来参加我们安息日聚会。
And so our church brother invited them to our church services.
但是我聚会完了以后，那个太太一直跟人家讲，我很兴奋呐。
And after the service, the wife kept talking to all the members very
excitedly. 后来我们讲说她到底在讲什么。
And so we were curious what she was talking about.
原来是早上的祷告的时候，她看了异象。
And it was during the morning prayer that she saw a vision.
啊，所以下午的聚会啊，我们就请她做见证。
And so in the afternoon service, we invited her to give a testimony.
那个太太说啊。
And the wife said,
我在教会里面服侍好几年。
That she had served in her church for so many
但是都没有这样的体验。
But she never had this experience.
所以你们这个教会是特别神祝福的教会。
And so she said that this church is especially blessed by God.
她说我们的祷告都是坐着。
We, in her church, they always sit upright
when
they pray.
我一看到你们跪下去。
But when I see you guys kneel down,
大家都很虔诚。
And everyone is very devout.
我就跟着跪下去祷告了。
And so I knelt down with you in prayer.
那个时候我就看到一个异象，看到一个荣光啊，从这个讲台上面照下来。
And then I saw a vision where there was a glorious light that shined from the pulpit.
他说有很多的白色鸽子在那边飞。
And so there were many white doves flying.
主耶稣就站在那个讲台上面。
And Jesus was standing on the pulpit.
两个手就伸出来啊，跟大家祝福。
And he had his two hands raised up, blessing all the congregation.
一直到我们祷告结束。
And all the, it remained until the end of the prayer.
后来说啊，你们在祷告什么？我听得懂哎。
And she said, I did not understand what you were praying
about. 因为主耶稣开他的耳朵。虽然我们用灵言祷告，但是主耶稣让他的耳朵听得懂，说你们在祷告什么。
But Jesus Christ opened up her ear so that she was able to understand what we were saying in
prayer. 他说啊，传道是在为青年祷告。
And she said that the minister was praying for the youth.
说现在的世代啊，那个诱惑很大。
That in this generation there are many temptations.
所以求神特别保守这些青少年。
And he was praying to especially protect the youth.
一个青年啊。刚刚来美国一个月，他英语不太会。
And there was one youth who had just arrived in the United States for less than a month.
没有办法讲英文呐。
And they were not very fluent in
English. 他是用灵言在祷告。
And even though the youth was praying in tongues.
但这个牧师娘他听成说，神啊，求你给我聪明智慧。用英文在讲，神啊，求你给我聪明，给我智慧。
And this Caucasian wife heard the prayer of this youth in English, saying, "Please give me the wisdom to understand and learn English."
我有一次在那个波士顿教会。
And one time I was in Boston Church.
那一次是因为他们买了会堂啊，我刚好来东部参加青年神学班。
And so at that time, they had just purchased the chapel, and I just happened to be here after.
所以我就租了一部车子啊，特别要去看那个波士顿的会堂。
And so I rented a church to go see the Boston Church.
但是我那个母弟的养父啊，他因为生重病啊，后来来洗礼啊。
And so Preacher Voody's adopted father was about to be baptized.
洗礼完了以后啊，他就。安息日都会到教会来聚会。
And after baptism, they went to a church.
我到会堂的时候，一个负责人跟我讲说，那个 Frank 啊，他是刚刚受洗的。
And so when I came to the chapel, someone told me that Frank was just baptized.
因为他有胰脏癌又有血癌。
He had leukemia and other issues.
所以我们特别帮他祷告。
And so we prayed for him.
我跟他打个招呼，我就上来讲道了。
And I greeted him, and then I went up to the pulpit to speak.
那个讲到快结束的时候，要勉励祷告。
And near the end of the sermon, I encouraged everyone in prayer.
那个弟兄啊，坐在最前面，全身啊一直震动。
And the brother sitting in the front was just shaking.
旁边那个姐妹就问他说：“你会冷吗？你会冷吗？”
And so the sister sitting next to him asked him, "Are you cold?"
他说：“不是，不是。”
He said, "No, no."
说主耶稣来了，主耶稣来了。
And he said, "Jesus Christ is here."
然后看到那个会堂旁边有一个门打开。
He saw a door on the side of the chapel.
主耶稣就走过来。
And then Jesus Christ came in.
走到他的地方就为他按手。
And he saw Jesus come in front of him and lay hands on
him. 所以他很激动啊。
And he was very excited.
所以他说这就是我的教会。
And he said, this is my church.
所以我在这里看到主耶稣啦。
I have seen Jesus Christ.
我就是离开世界啊，我都不怕啦。
And even if I depart from this world, I am not afraid.
感谢主啊。
And so thank God.
真教会的确是神的教会。
That the true church is truly the
church of God. 主耶稣就在我们当中。
And Jesus is among us.
所以我们听过很多很多的见证啊。
And so we have heard many testimonies.
有时候主耶稣亲自显现。
That Jesus Christ appears.
有时候很多很多的人看到天使。
And many people see visions of angels.
神的教会啊。因为主耶稣在我们当中。
And so this is the church of God and Jesus is among
us. 所以这个教会要成为一个发光的金灯台。
And so the church is a, shall be a shining golden lampstand.
这个灯台要怎么样才能够发光。
And how is it that this golden lampstand can shine?
我们知道造会幕的时候造一个灯台。
And we know that when they built the, tabernacle, they
是用一块金金啊，慢慢去锤啊，把它锤出来的。
And so they used a piece of gold, and then they
所以有很多的花啊。
And they sculpted, and so there are many branches.
有七个灯盏。
And so there are seven knobs.
所以一个灯台有七个灯盏。
And so on the seven lampstands, there are seven bowls.
他们是用那个橄榄油来点灯。
And they use the olive oil to light the lamp.
那个橄榄油也是最好的清橄榄油。
And so the oil is the most best oil.
祭司啊，早晚都要去整理，把那个灯台把它整理好啊，让它那个光啊可以照亮整个会幕。
And so the priest's job is to make sure that the oil is there so that the light can shine brightly.
到了所罗门建圣殿的时候，他就用十个灯台。
And so during the time of Solomon, when he built the temple, he used
所以能够把整个圣殿啊照得非常的明亮。
So that the entire temple can shine brightly.
所以这个灯啊要能够亮，必须要有油。
And so in order for the lampstand to shine, it needs oil.
所以这个教会要发光啊，也要有圣灵的同在。
And so for the church to shine brightly, they need the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
我们看撒迦利亚书的第四章。
We look at Zechariah chapter 4.
撒迦利亚书第四章。
Book of Zechariah chapter 4.
第二节。
Verse
2. 四章第二节。
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 2.
他问我说啊，你看见了什么？我说，我看见了一个纯金的灯台。这个顶上有灯盏，灯台上有七盏灯。每盏有七个管子，第三节。
Verse 3.
旁边有两棵橄榄树，一棵在灯盏的右边，一棵在灯盏的左边，第四节。
Verse 4.
我问你我说话的天使说啊，主啊，这是什么意思呢？第五节。
Verse 5.
与我说话的天使回答说，你不知道这是什么意思吗？我说，主啊，我不知道。第六节。
Verse 6.
他对我说啊，这是主指示所罗巴伯的万军的神说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。这以色列民他们回来要重建圣殿的时候。
And here it talks about when the Israelites came back to build up the temple.
因为他们非常的贫穷，而且是被掳的百姓归回。
And because they were very poor, and then they were exiled.
所以他们在很困难当中要把这个圣殿重建起来。
And so in times of difficulty, they had to rebuild the temple.
当然一开始遇到很多的阻挡。
And originally, in the beginning, they met with much
obstacles. 所以他们就停工了。
And so they stopped the work.
后来先知就勉励他们。
And then the prophets encouraged
them. 所以我们要刚强做工啊，要把神的殿建起来。
That we must be courageous and start the work and build up the
temple of God. 所以当时这个哈该跟撒迦利亚先知啊，一直鼓励百姓。
And so Haggai and Zechariah kept encouraging the people.
这里说啊，神让他们看到一个异象。
And so here it says that God allowed them to
see vision. 有一个金灯台。
And there is a lampstand.
啊，有七个灯盏。
And there are seven lamps on it.
啊，每一个灯盏都有七个管子。
And on each lamp, they had seven pipes.
后面呢，有两棵橄榄树。
And there were two olive trees.
因为他们都是用那个橄榄油来点灯。
And because they light the lamps with olive oil.
啊，所以这七个管子啊，这个所有的管子都接到那个橄榄树啊，所以让它的油可以啊流到这个灯盏的地方啊。
And so the seven, the lampstands have seven pipes are connected to the olive trees so that the olive oil can flow to the lamps.
啊，所以啊，天使就问他说，你知道这是什么意思吗？
And so the angel asked him, do you not know what these are?
就是说我们虽然遇到很多的困难啊，啊，但是我们主要靠着神的灵的帮助啊，我们就能够完成神所托付给我们的工作。
And it means that even though we may find difficulties in our holy work, but that we need to be connected to God and receive the
oil. 虽然我们的工作面对很多的艰难。
And even though we may face many obstacles
in our holy work. 好像大山小山啊，摆在你的面前，没有路可以走啦。
Just as if there were obstacles, a small mountain and large mountain in front of
you. 但是说主要神给我们帮助啊，这个大山小山都会化为平地。
But as long as God is helping us, the mountains before us will be like plain
lands. 所以我们是靠着神的能力啊，来推动各样的工作。
And so we rely on God to help us in all work.
所以不是靠势力，不是靠才能。
And so not by might nor by power.
而是靠着神的灵来成事。
But it is by the Spirit of God.
我们来看启示录十一章。
We look at Revelation chapter 11.
启示录十一章。
Revelation chapter 11.
十一章第三节
，Verse 3，
启示录十一章第三节
，Revelation chapter 11 verse 3，
说我要使我那两个见证人穿着毛衣传到1260天，第四节
，Verse 4，
他们就是那两棵橄榄树，两个灯台立在世界之主面前的，第五节
，Verse 5，
若有人想要害他们，就有火从他们口中出来，烧灭仇敌。凡想要害他们的都必这样被杀，第六节
Verse 6，
这两人有权柄在他们传道的日子叫天必晒不下雨，又有权柄叫水变成血，并且能够随时随意用各样的灾殃、攻击世界。这里讲到说这个神的教会在最后、越来那个力量会越大。
And here it talks about the church in the end days shall become more and more powerful.
越来越完全。
And it become more and more perfected.
所以这一章里面谈到两个，一个就是要量那些在圣殿里面做礼拜的人。
And so it talks about two things in this chapter. The first is the measuring rod.
祭坛也要量。
And you also have to measure the tabernacle.
我们在服事我们在见证传的道理是不是合圣经的标准？
And so we have to measure the standard of whether what we preach measures up to the truth of God.
这是神会给我们量。
And so this is the measurement that God will
measure us. 另外我们这个教会在传道理的时候因为有神的同在，所以是世界上的金灯台。
And since in our preaching the gospel, since God is with us, we are the lampstand of God.
说就是两棵橄榄树。
And so there are two olive trees.
也就是说，借着圣灵跟我们同在。
And that means it is the abundance of
the Holy
Spirit.
能够彰显出圣灵的能力让这个教会彰显出他的荣耀跟作为来。
And so it manifests the power of the Holy Spirit and the glory of the
God. 所以在这个传道越艰难逼迫越大的时候。
And so when there are more challenges to the holy work and when persecution is greater.
神家的工人他的能力会越来越大。
Then the workers of God shall have more power.
说好像那个摩西好像以利亚一样。
And just like Moses and Elijah.
摩西在对付那个法老王跟埃及人的时候
That when Moses opposed the Pharaoh and the Egyptians,
可以借着神的能力重重惩罚埃及人。
It is through the power of God that the Egyptians were heavily punished.
说那个时候埃及王就说就知道 耶和华是谁了。
And so then Pharaoh knew who God was.
啊，他也都甘愿的让以色列人啊离开埃及了。
And so he voluntarily let the Israelites depart from
Egypt. 因为神借着摩西的所行了很多的神迹啊。让以色列民从这个埃及地出来。
And so God used the hand of Moses to perform many miracles so that the Israelites could
depart
from the land
of Egypt. 以利亚的时代也是一样。
And the same during the time of
Elijah. 他祷告不下雨就不下雨。
That when he prayed for it to not rain, there was no rain.
他一祷告，火降下来，把祭物烧掉。
That when he prayed, fire came from heaven and burned the
offering. 他在祷告的时候啊，雨三年六个月不下的雨又重新降在地面上。
And so when he prayed after three years and six months of drought, there was rain that came down.
这是末世神的教会的见证人。
And so these are the witnesses of the church in
the end days. 就是两棵橄榄树。
And these are the two olive oil trees.
因为在有神的灵同在啊，神是神的大能作为。
And so because they are connected to the olive trees, and so the Holy
Spirit
will help them
with their power. 所以说这个末后神的教会啊，神的殿啊，要他的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
And says that the church in the end days, the glory shall be greater than the previous.
这是我们确信的，将来这个教会的圣功啊，更加的发展。
And so this is what we believe, and that the work of the church will become even more.
我们今天跟明天呢、有两节见证会。
Today and tomorrow there are two testimony sections.
如果说我们弟兄姊妹有要见证的，就安排我们弟兄姊妹见证。
If anyone is wants to give a testimony, we can schedule for you.
如果没有人见证的话，我们想请邱长老啊，把他在中国大陆、世界各地所看到的教会的发展情形来向我们做见证。
And so, if no one volunteers, then we will ask Elder Tse to share about what he saw in the holy work in China.
那我们看到说啊，我们其实整个教会的圣工是。在大力的在发展当中。
And so we see the work of the church is actually expanding very quickly.
求主能够加添我们的信心呢。
And so we ask God to strengthen our faith.
让我们知道说，这个真教会的是末世的金灯坛。
That we have to truly believe that the church in the end days is truly the golden lampstand of God.
那圣经也警告说啊，有些灯台啊，因为有一些软弱啊，所以这个灯台就慢慢就消失掉。
And so there is a warning from the Bible that there are some lampstands that become deteriorated. And so,
从以利的时代啊，神殿里面的那个灯啊，就快熄掉了。
In the time of Eli, the light from the lampstand was growing dim.
因为神的话已稀少，没有末世。
Because the word of God was few and there were very few revelations.
甚至祭司都犯罪得罪神了。
Even to the point where the priests were sinning against God.
百姓也去拜偶像了。
And the people worshipped idols.
最后啊，征战当中啊，就失利啊，耶柜都被掳掉。
And so they, in the midst of battle, they lost the ark of God.
祭司啊，被杀在战场上。
And the priests were killed on the battlefield.
所神的荣耀离开了。
And then they said that the glory of God had departed.
因为离开了神，没有神的话，没有神的默示。
And so if you depart from God and you do not have the word of God and his revelation.
祭司还犯了重罪啊，得罪神。
And the priest committed very severe sins against
God. 所以这个神殿的灯啊，就快熄掉了。
So the lampstand of God was almost dimmed.
我们看到有些工人啊，本来很忠心的。
And so we see that there are some workers
也有很大的恩赐。
Very faithful and very gifted.
但是后来啊，因为失掉警醒。
But because they lost their vigilance.
留了破口。
And they left a gap.
最后就失败了。
And then they were.
真的好像那个很亮的金灯台突然间呢、就消失掉了。
As if a once shining bright lampstand that was shining very bright suddenly went dim.
启示录里面也谈到一个教会叫做以弗所。
And there is a church in Revelations called Ephesus.
虽然他们灵性很进步。
Even though that their faith was very improved.
他们能够判断说那个假的使徒来。
And they could discern between the real prophets and the false
prophets. 但是他们原来是一个有爱心的教会。
They were once a church that was very loving.
后来这个爱心失落了。
But they went cold in their love.
所以主耶稣说你们要悔改。
And so Jesus says you must repent.
从那里堕落的要从那里重新站立起来。
That from where you have fallen, you must improve and return.
不然的话我要把这个灯台就把它挪掉了。
Unless I will remove your lampstand from its place.
所以 我们有一些软弱，我们要真的悔改啊，回归向神。
And so if we are weak, we need to truly repent and return back to God. 求神让我们能够
重新得到力量。
So we can ask God to help us regain our strength.
借着圣灵给我们的大能大力啊，让这个灯台啊不断的继续发光。
And so that we may be strengthened by God and we may shine brightly with our lamps.
我们第一节我们就用这些道理互相勉励。
And so we use these words as encouragement during our first session.
愿主耶稣带领。
And may Jesus Christ guide us.
让我们能够借着灵恩会啊，真正让我们重新得力。
That we may be revived in our faith through the spiritual convocation. Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
我们休息十分钟。
So we'll take a 10-minute break.